Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. It's March 18th, 2024. Ready to take it on episode 5274. Excited. We got a great week planned for you. A lot of wonderful things going on. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome. Obviously, been doing this a long time, episode 5274, and it is about the energy. That's what it's about. And obviously, starting your day off is very important. And what we do is our Morning Coach metaphysical routine. The morning ritual, or morning ritual, if you want to call it that, is this. Take time for self-care. Very important we do that. Listen to the CoachCast. Get here and listen. At least Mondays. I got one coming for you this week that's going to blow you away. Tuesday. You want to be here, okay? So listen to CoachCast. Number three is plan your day with the seven Ps, which means have the proper perspective. Set the daily priorities. Focus on improved performance. Always have patience. Keep great posture. And stay present. That's what it's about. Then get that planner out. Get organized for the day. It's meant for the day. Those of you who've been watching some videos I've been doing lately, really breaking down the techniques. For those of you that take the next step is take a picture, send it in to the companion so you can get some feedback. And of course, stop by for the community for some accountability questions and support. That is what it's about. Do not be overwhelmed. Take it step by step. And just show up here and get your priorities straight. That's what's going to really make a difference. A couple things going on. We got another meetup coming up. I love my meetups. Remember on meetups, when you come to the meetup in the community, always check the dates in the community. In fact, if you hit that little button, it's going to put it on your calendar. And that's what's important. March 28th, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are talking about, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be talking about emotional intelligence. You want to be there. Again, if you come to the meetups, check the calendar in the meetup community in case I mispronounce something, missay something. I'm always so excited. A couple weeks ago, I said it was Wednesday. It was actually Thursday. Check it in your meetup area. Go into your app. Go click the meetups and sign up so you get the reminders. Really important. A couple other things. We just want to stick with the basics. Like I said, check in the community once in a while. Have some fun. This should be fun. Morning Coach is about energy. That's what it's about. Other thing, keep an eye out for retreat emails. I do retreats once in a while. These are for 10 people. They're not big retreats. They're not for everybody. But boy, do we have fun at them. So I just want to let you know, keep your eye open for an email. And if you don't get the email on the retreats and you want to come to a retreat with us, send us an email at info@morningcoach.com. Okay? Really critical. Okay. So this week, what are we doing? What is this week all about? Well, it is a do month. That means we're working our plan. We're executing it in the Get It Done Now system. For those of you that are just getting started, want to get in depth, remember your belt system. Very important that you're working your belt system. We have people continually moving up through their belts. Venus, congratulations. So many people doing their belts. It's awesome. You can jump in and start doing them. Go into your library. Start with white. As soon as you finish white, you'll go to yellow. When you get to the higher belts, our black belt council will look, see how your knowledge is, and help you go all the way up to black belt. So some cool things going on with that. John Cunningham been helping us with LinkedIn to make sure those certs can be put on there. So keep an eye out for upgrades in our belt system if you're doing that. Again, keep it simple if you're just getting started. Don't overwhelm yourself and make this a fun process, but the belt system is a fun thing to do and is a cool thing. So again, on to what we're doing this week. We are going to be talking about self-esteem, building confidence in life, getting that energy so you can go out and do it. We're going to start with that today. Tomorrow, we're back to our book study. We're talking about emotional intelligence habits, and we're going to be talking a little bit about organizationally and a little bit about IEQ, the latest things there. Wednesday, I got a good one. Why belief is so important. You gotta understand that belief is a foundational aspect of a lot of things. We talked about it last week. If you listen to the metaphysical ideas I was talking about manifesting, and then we ended yesterday with ladder technique. These are cool metaphysical ideas, but it all comes down to fundamental belief. We're gonna get into that Wednesday. Thursday, we got, how do I stay positive around negative people or when negative people around me? It is going to be that time. We are in an election in the United States. It's going to be a negative. We want to focus on the positive, but I got tips for you. You want to be here Thursday. Friday, we're going to talk about being cautious of what you put your self-worth in. This is another really important one that you should tune into. It's going to support you and your belief and building value in your life. Saturday, Dr. Paul has been killing it with longevity. I have learned so much the last couple weeks from Dr. Paul. Just loving it. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Saturdays, catch up, because health is the foundational piece. That's why I always say take time for self-care. And Dr. Paul is bringing it. Nothing like having a research physician, amazing doctor, bringing us great information on Saturdays to keep our health going. And then Sunday, I've got another metaphysical one. People have been asking about it. Bring more metaphysical concepts, so I'm going to. We're going to talk about the 3-6-9 exercise, how to do it, how it works, and what it's about. So we have got a huge week. I mean, it's just a gigantic week of energy, of fun, of enjoyment. That's what we do here. You know, in the United States, they're starting the NCAA Basketball March Madness Tournament. I'm excited about that. A lot of really cool stuff going on. If people don't know, Matt Painter is somebody that I know him for years and years and years, who's a Purdue Boilermaker, one of the top teams, has an opportunity to do something really special this year. So really excited about that. So a lot of really cool energy. If you didn't do your weekend review, it's a good time to do it today. Typically, I do mine on Sundays, but if you get in your planner, you'll see it there. You can go right to the beginning and click on the button from the homepage and do that review just to make sure you're where you need to be. All right, so awesome. Let's get into it today. We're going to talk about self-esteem and really some tips to start growing this. Why do we want it? Why does our left brain say, why is self-esteem so important? Oh, wait a minute. Before we get into it, those of you listening here on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, any podcast player, thank you. Thank you for listening to Mondays. We've been doing Mondays for years, but I'm going to tell you, we have a membership called morningcoach.com. That's what you're hearing about. This first time listening, you've got an opportunity to join and be with some of the most amazing people in the world. You can listen to the rest of this. You'll hear more. But we do this every day, 365 days a year. We have Dr. Paul Kilgore. We have some guests. But more importantly, we have planning system, structure, belt system. I mean, it's an amazing coaching system. Nothing you could find anywhere else in the world where you can connect and double your productivity. And not only that, just be with amazing people. So before you go even further, click off of this, go over to morningcoach.com, click the join button, and listen from there. You're going to get so many benefits. And maybe it's a Tuesday or Wednesday you're listening to. So you can catch up, start listening to CoachCast. I mean, literally, we've done 5,274 of these. So love to have you be a part of that. Not only are you supporting us, you're supporting others and making a difference in the world. That's what it's about. And I appreciate you. So we'll see you over at morningcoach.com. Get signed up today. All right, back to the show. Because the way you do things, the confidence that you have, the presence that you have is going to affect your performance. And when you come in confident and you're excited about life and you have good energy, all of a sudden things can change for you. Really, it's amazing how energy can change for you when you have better self-esteem. And if you're like all of us, like typically we all do things, we make mistakes, we have issues, we're dealing with something, and our self-esteem takes a hit. And so today I want you to start building the self-esteem up. And we're going to do that with 10 points, okay? So what's our first point? Number one, we don't want to compare yourself to others. You're going to hear me talk a lot about this, and you'll hear me say it over and over again, especially when we're in the business stuff. We'll talk about benchmarking compared to comparing yourself. Benchmarking is looking at something and going, okay, I want to look at that, and our organization could be like them. We don't want to compare, but our organization could get there. And we can't compare. It's like me trying to compare myself to Tony Robbins. I look at some of my colleagues, Dan Sullivan, who I love, Tony Robbins. We were looking at some of the marketing stuff and looking at Dan Sullivan the other day. Dan Sullivan first started his business in the early 1970s. I was born in 1969. How can I compare myself to Dan Sullivan? Same thing. Tony Robbins started in the early 80s. You know, I didn't start my business until 95, 96. And really, that's when I started learning everything. And we didn't launch until, you know, later. And 2005 is when we really got going. I think my first speaking meeting that I ever went to was like in 2000. So, you know, I can't compare myself to other people, but we do. People compare, they'll compare to me. They'll go, oh, I see he does podcasting. I'm a coach. I should be doing what JB's doing. Well, I've been doing this a long time. Right? We're going on 19 years. We're going to be 20 years here soon. So I'm finally catching up to that 30-year period where people really have a name and structure. And so I'm not comparing, but I could benchmark. And if I benchmark myself to Dan Sullivan, I go, gosh, I got another 20 years to catch up. And that's a big difference, right? So see the difference between benchmark and comparing? Because if I'm comparing, I'm like, oh, Dan Sullivan's got this huge coaching, strategic coach business. They do all these big, huge masterminds. They're doing all this stuff. Well, he's been doing it since 1973, 74. And written thousands of books. Not thousands, I'm exaggerating. But a lot more than I have, right? So don't compare. Focus yourself on what you're doing. How can you get better? Remember our 7 Ps. Focus on improvement. Improve performance. That's it. And stop comparing. I mean, I know we live in the world of Facebook and social media. Everybody's comparing everybody to each other. Let's stop, okay? Very important. And I will remind you of that, just as I'll remind you that it's a due month and we're working on our plan right now. So don't compare yourself to others. Okay, next thing. Last week, we talked about this one. Well, how do we identify our strengths and areas for opportunity? How do we grow in certain areas? There's nothing like having some successes, right? And it's awesome when you have those and you build on those successes. We're going to get into that a little bit more. And a lot of times the best way to do that is to build on your strengths. Focus on the strengths that you have and really accentuate them. And it's still amazing to me when I meet with people. For example, I'll talk about Matt Kramer. When I met Matt Kramer, he's a singer for Saigon Kick, now is one of the best vocal coaches in the world. When I met him, you know, he didn't, like anybody else, had imposter syndrome. And I'm like, man, this guy's amazing. I was looking so forward to meet him. And then as I got to meet him, he's kind of the same way. I'm like, do you realize how big you are? And I've been gifted in seeing that in others and seeing them say, well, maybe. And I'm like, oh, you are. It's huge. Sometimes we just got to get away from our own selves, right? And step out. We can't read the outside. We're in a jar and we can't read the label outside. Now, we don't want to be Machiavellian or we don't want to be egoic based and you know, throw our chest up there and be like, oh, I'm this and that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having strengths and being proud of your strengths, having confidence in your strengths, not egoic, narcissistic strength. And there's a lot of those out there, right? We don't want to be that way. We want to be proud, strong in what we're doing. And really, it's about the people you're around. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Next thing we got to do when it comes to having massive self-esteem is to be open to change. People that deal with self-esteem issues a lot of times can't handle changes that come their way. And I'm going to tell you what, life changes. It's constantly changing. Day in and day out, there are changes being made. And so we've got to look and go, okay, how can I be open to it and realize the only truth is change? And as we do that, we can go and modify and move and direct ourselves with the changes that are occurring. So be open to change. Another thing we've got to be is realistic. And I hate that term, but there is some truth to it. And the fact is, we have to understand change doesn't happen overnight. So when we're dealing with things and we're having issues and we're dealing with the problems that we have and things that we do, we're going to fall down sometimes. You know, there's things that I do. Like I said, you know, I'm trying not to drink too much and I don't. But when I do, I drink too much. And I know that, so it's disappointing if I do that, right? So I have to be realistic. Like, not everything happens overnight. It's not like Archangel Gabriel comes down and goes, oh, everything is changing for you. Maybe for some people, but it's never happened for me. It takes time. And so realizing that is like, okay, it's going to come if I continue to focus on the tasks that are at hand. We're going to go into that this week big time. Focus on continually working on ourselves. Just keep doing the basics day in and day out. It's what drives me nuts when somebody joins for a month and starts doing the coach cast and doing a few of the things and then drops off. It's like, you didn't even get a chance. Like, this stuff takes time. We got to build a system around you. Look at how complex this is. I mean, we've got belts all the way up to the black belt. If you're getting started, give it time. Give it a year. Work the system. If you can get here 3 times a week, I'm cool with that. At least get here 3 times a week. 4 times a week, even better. Some people are doing 7 days a week and really killing it. We got some people that are really executing on the plan, and you can see that. And you can go in the community and talk to them and have them see what they're doing. But at the end of the day, you've got to be realistic. Understand things don't happen overnight. We just got to keep moving forward with them, okay? Next thing you do is you got to surround yourself with a support squad. It's one of the reasons I started Morning Coach. I just could not find awesome people. And now we've got this wonderful group of people. We're growing. It's awesome. We got people from around the world that are supporting each other, helping each other. Get a chance to step in the community. I know it's a little technologically based, but if you can't, then come to a meetup. Click the little meetup, put it on your phone, and sit in there and listen to this group of people. I mean, they're amazing. We might not be the biggest group, but I got to tell you, it's the best. And you want to surround yourself with people like that. That has been the biggest thing for me that has changed my life is the people that I'm around. As I'm around awesome people, I become awesome. It just helps me. And you got to find those people that will support you and understand the journey. Very important. And that's why we got Morning Coach. It's here for you. We've got a community of people around the world. That's part of your investment. Part of your investment is being able to connect to a community of people that are energetic, that are going to help you move forward. You don't have to do it. See, the beautiful thing about what we do and a takeaway for you is you don't have to do anything. You could take a work with us for a week and then take a break. You can do whatever you want. That's what's beautiful. We've got so many things over the past 19 years that you can do whatever you want. But I would tell you the basics are what you want to consistently do. And that's wake up, do self-care, listen to CoachCast, plan your day with the 7 P's and prioritize. You do that, you're ahead of the game. That's the basics that you should do every day. Other than that, hey, Katie, bar the door. You decide what you want to do, but we're here for you. We are. And there's a lot of people here for you. The support squad is here. We want to keep it positive. You want to keep a positive attitude. And this is tough. We're going to talk about this Thursday. This is a big one for me because I have a hard time with the political thing. Like, I've got opinions, but I have decided that my world is going to be a positive one, that I'm going to be a positive beacon. When people come to my social, it's going to be positive. It's going to be productive. And so I've got to watch. I've got to stay in my lane and stay positive, even as difficult as that can be. Okay. So other things you do, take an internet or social detox. If you get into our challenge area, we have a 7-day dopamine reset. Pretty cool thing to do. You ever want to do it? Just go in there and for 7 days, do it at your own pace. And you can do this kind of social dopamine detox. A couple other things we want to do. We want to do what you love. You want to find some passions, even if they're outside of your job, in your organization, find things that you love to do. Talk to your boss, talk to leadership. If you are leadership, let's find some things that we can get people passionate about. Give them that energy. Really important. We want to stay present. That's on my list, but that's number 6 in our P's, right? Staying present is so critical right before persist, but same thing. You want to be in the moment. That's where the power is. And then again, I end with this important point that you want to get around awesome people. You just do. When you're around awesome people, everything changes. Look, you have to understand we all go up and down on this roller coaster. It's a challenge. It's why I do masterminds. It's why I try to get people together because it's not like it's just a rocket ship. Very few people jump in the rocket ship and go to the moon. And even if you do, they say you didn't go there, right? There's always issues for all of us. So the key thing is to have great people around you so you get through the challenging times and we're all working together to continue to elevate ourselves. That's what Morning Coach is about. And that's why you're here. So I love you. Go get your week started off with great energy. Let's go do it to it. I'll see you in the community. If you jump in there, and then we get started with the book study tomorrow. But today, let's focus on building massive self-esteem. You got it? Let's do it. All right, I love you. Go do it, too, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on morningcoach.com.